I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Lebanon is widely associated with civil war, assassinations, and religious rivalries. Yet its capital, Beirut, is one of the tolerant cities in the region. In fact, gays and lesbians live relatively hassle-free lives in Beirut. Even so, as Ben Gilbert reports, the city has a ways to go before you could call it the San Francisco of the Arab world.
Being gay is hard enough in the U.S., but imagine being gay in a country like Lebanon, where Mediterranean machismo meets Arab religious and cultural conservatism. That was the environment Elias Haddad had to confront when he had his first sexual experience with a male friend as a young teenager. Haddad said the encounter left him feeling confused and guilty.
I tried everything to be straight. I went out with girls and started to do sports and do what all the guys do. Just to be straight.
Haddad, whose real name has been changed to protect his identity, didn't have another homosexual experience until 10 years later. Now, he's out of the closet to everyone he knows, except his parents and family.
Because they will not accept it, first of all. They will treat me as a sick guy. They will do anything to reverse me to a straight guy. That's like, they will not talk to me.
Still, Haddad lives a life like any gay man would in Europe or America. There are dozens of gay-friendly bars, nightclubs, and cafes in the more cosmopolitan neighborhoods of Beirut, like the one I met Haddad in called Hamra. But it is technically illegal to be gay here, and social rules and honor codes can stigmatize gays and their families, jeopardizing jobs and their lives.
We're finding out that there are many, many cases of unreported domestic violence against gay men in the homes.
That's Ghassan Makarem, an activist with Helam, a Lebanese civil society organization that advances the rights of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgenders. He sits in a gay-friendly cafe near where I met Haddad. Helam is the only organization that overtly advocates for gay rights in the Arab world. They have an office and community center near downtown Beirut.
We're developing a trauma service in case someone was tortured or faced any kind of trauma for two reasons. The main reason is that we do have some cases of people coming in who are victims of domestic violence from their fathers or older brothers, and it's usually young effeminate men. The other case is that we have a few Iraqi refugees here who are coming into Helam who were tortured because of their sexuality in Iraq, and they have to flee.
But Helam's overarching goal is to overturn Law 534, which makes it illegal for people to engage in, quote, unnatural acts, and is used to prosecute gays in Lebanon. But changing attitudes may prove easier than changing the law. Only one of Lebanon's 128 members of parliament, his name is Ghassan Mukhaiber, is willing to even speak publicly about gay and lesbian rights in Lebanon. Mukhaiber says decriminalizing homosexuality isn't even on the Lebanese parliament's agenda.
There's no push. There's nothing in parliament yet. The only effort is within civil society, and it's only starting.
Mukhaiber says Lebanon's powerful religious institutions, both Muslim and Christian, will probably block any effort to abolish the law used to prosecute gays. The divisions cross Lebanon's mix of communities and religions, even age groups. When the American University of Beirut hosted a discussion of homosexuality, a first for the school, opinions in the crowd of 200 ranged from liberal to deeply conservative. Helam's Makarem, who was one of the panelists at the discussion, takes all this in stride. He says at least people are talking about the issue, and with time, he hopes to see perceptions toward the gay and lesbian community change along with the law.
Our idea is to normalize the issue in the society as a whole, and not just find a ghetto to live in, because that's very easy. You can always do that.
Elias Haddad, the gay man whose parents don't know about his sexuality, has had a boyfriend for nearly 2 years. He says he's happy now that he's accepted that he's gay. He just wishes he could tell his parents.
I want to live my life, actually. I want them to know, and I don't want to hide from them. And the only issue, the family. That's it.
For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.